This? It's a bed. It's one of those flat beds. Well, yeah, I'm going to be down here with you tonight.
No, I think it's safe.
No. You're not going to count. No, you're not going to convince me not to do this. Honey, you can't be down here by yourself all night. You can't. You know. No, the answer is no. No. Those bars are steel, so they're strong, and they're silver, so once you transform, you can't touch them. And I know how much my presence soothes you. I mean, that one time you got out and I chased after you, you could easily have done anything you wanted to me, but you didn't, because you love me. And I love you. So I'm going to be down here tonight, and maybe it'll make the whole evening go better. You never know. Well, I guess we will know. But there's only... Oh, it's starting. See, look, you don't even have time to argue. Just breathe, and it's okay. I know I've never seen you transform before, but if we're going to be together, especially long term, this is something I've got to get used to. And why not now? There's nothing about you that could scare you from me. And you're not some monster. You're my love. You're the love. The love of my life. And I'm going to be here for you. Gosh, that looks painful. No, I won't look away. It doesn't scare me. It makes me sad. Well, no, not sad about you. It makes me sad that it looks so painful. You're going through something hard, and all I can do is just stand here and tell you I love you. I do. I love you. I'm glad that helps. It would help me to hear that you loved me if I had to go through something similar. Okay, just keep breathing. The hard part should be almost over now. You're almost completely transformed. And look, you're not even snarling at me. I thought for sure you would be. I thought you'd be growling or snapping at me. Look at you. Look at you and your tail. It's so cute the way it waggles. It's adorable. Oh, and I love those sweet puppy dog eyes. And I must say, you know, you're quite muscular. I mean, you're muscular when you're not transformed, too. It's really cute. You're a really cute, cute werewolf. And I love you. Wow, was it really? Much longer. More painful. Oh, why was it? See, I told you. I had this idea. I thought maybe if you had something to distract you, like me, that I could help you and not be so... You know, come to think about it, it makes sense. We're going through things that are difficult. Having something pleasant to take our minds off of it helps us get through it. And I knew if I came down sooner, you'd have the strength to force me to go back. But look at the moon. Look at it. It's gorgeous. Just like you. Look at you with that nice fluffy fur. Come here. Let me give you a nice... There you go. Nice scratch. Oh, and come on. I know. It's one thing to scratch your ear. It's a completely different thing to pet your tail. But you're not going to hurt me. Look at you. I know it's difficult for you to talk when you're in this form. You're not snarling. You're not beating on the metal all night like you've had to do in the past. You're not growling. You're not trying to force this to be something that it's, you're not struggling. You're not struggling. That's the point. That's the point I'm trying to get at. You're not struggling. Please let me get closer. See? Now, don't touch the bars, but come up close to it. And there you go. I think if we do this kind of training every single full moon, within time, you won't have these problems. Within time, you won't fight. Within time, you'll see that I love you and I'm a calming force, and maybe even we can go out together and you don't have to destroy villages or be destructive. You can learn to control this form, because I think you can. And then you can do wonderful things with it. Oh, see, bring your snout over here. If I can pet your snout and you don't do anything to me, then I think it shows how much you love me and how much I can trust you. Come on, trust yourself. See? Oh, the fur here is so smooth. They're just little smooth prickles almost. It's so weird. No, not weird in a bad way. Please, oh, don't get angry. No. Like, it's just a new thing I've never experienced. It's delightful. No. Oh. And you licked my hand. Oh, he's a good boy. See? Oh, I can look in your eyes and see you laughing. Now, come on. You can lick my hand, but I can't, you don't think you can trust me? See? Oh, this is going to be nice every night down here. If you bring your snoot a little closer, I can give it a kiss. Oh, come on. The love of your life wants to give you a little snoot kiss. Just do it. Come on now. Mwah. See? That wasn't so bad at all, was it? See, look. We're so close. I know you can't touch these bars. But honestly, I feel like I could unlock your cage and I'd be safe. No, don't back away. Don't. There's no need to. I'm telling you. Not tonight. Obviously, you're not comfortable with that idea, but in the future, just think about how nice it would be to just shapeshift in and out of your werewolf form next to me. To be able to be free. To not have to worry about repainting these bars with silver. Well, me repainting them with silver every couple of weeks. To not have to worry about waking up on a cold floor. We could even put a bed in there next time. I know the last time we put a bed in there, you ripped it apart. But if I stay with you all night, then maybe you won't. And then this can become more comfy. There you go. That's what we can do. We can make this area more comfy for you. Mm-hmm. We'll make it a lot more comfortable for you. We can even put a little kitchenette in at some point so you can, so I can make you some food. In fact, we could put it on this side for now if you want. And over time, we can just turn this into a little apartment and I can paint the walls and the door with silver so you can't get out. Or maybe just the door, since there's really only one way out of this room. And over time, we won't even have to do that. You're panting. See, you like this idea. Come here for some more scritches. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? There you go. Such a good boy. I love that you let me do this for you. Oh, where's that brush? Here we go. Yeah, I brought a brush down on my little mattress. Now, I don't want you to get too close to the bars, but I can lean in really far. There's enough of a gap. I could brush your fur for you. Would that help calm you down a bit more, too? Yeah, there you go. See, look, you are fine. And don't worry about me. I called off work. I have some vacation days. And any other full moon night, I can also make arrangements with coworkers so I can stay up with you. I'll be a little sleepy in the morning, but I can get by on just a couple hours of sleep. We can cuddle in bed together. That'd be so nice, being able to have you curl up with me in a big bed down here. And then when you settle down for the night, just come cuddle up next to me. Or you could cuddle up next to me anyways. It'd be kind of fun feeling those furry pectorals up against me all night, no? Oh, honey, I love you so, so much. I know it's really different for a werewolf to have a human girlfriend, and I don't know. It's different for sure, but I love it. I love it. And I love you. And I love that you have this superpower, you know? You're like my Superman. You're my furry Batman. That doesn't work, does it? Doesn't work at all. But what does work is me and you. And I'm going to be here to get you through the rest of the night. Though, I can't promise to stay up the whole night. I'm a weak little mortal after all. You know, if I do fall asleep, do you think you'll be okay? I promise if you start clattering about and snarling, I won't be scared. I'll stay over here. If I awaken with a startle, it's just because the noise woke me up. But it's not you. I know you'll never hurt me. Oh, again, I know it's hard for you to talk in this form, but maybe could you nod? There you go. Just nod your head. Do you want me to stay down here? Oh, great. I was hoping you would say that. I was hoping you'd be okay. I thought if I stayed down here enough time, oh wow. So much time has passed. It'll be dawn in a couple of hours. Then you'll transform back. This mattress has enough space for both of us. You could come over here if you want. Now, would you like me to open the door? No? You don't want the door open. That's fine. We'll go at your pace. God, I love you. Okay, so I'll make sure to bring down some snacks next time, too. Do I bring down doggy snacks, or do I bring... Yes, okay. I'll make sure we'll bring some doggy snacks. And I'll also make sure to set it up next time so we have maybe something to watch. When you're in this form, do you, the werewolf, like to watch shows? Animal Planet? Perfect. Okay. We'll just make this our nice little sweet romantic night every single full moon. We'll stop being something you dread. Start being something we look forward to almost. I've never had a dog, and well, once you became a werewolf, you no longer had any pets. You got rid of them all. Okay, well then, I'm going to read this book, and I did bring down a bone for you. I picked it up at the pet store. I hope it wasn't too... Yes? Yes?
Here you go. I figured I could read and just lay against the bars and pet you. Give you scritches until I pass out. Is that too much? Wonderful. Okay, well, come in close. I want to give you one last kiss before it is time for the call of the wild. Is that cliche? Oh, lots of cliches tonight. But cute. Come here. Mwah. All right. Good night, sweetie. I love you. Okay, guys. Thank you for another original. This video, while the script was written by me, was one that was submitted for us to do and have on the channel. If you have channel suggestions, make sure that you tell me. I'm actually in the middle of putting together a Patreon. There is a spicier version of this MP3 available. If you guys are interested, please let me know. My email should be in the description. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye!